from the University of Winnipeg. This is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.
Support of CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit. Did you know we now offer season passes for our fall and spring seasons? It is a great deal. To reflect the city we're in, we program music from anywhere in the world and in any language because we want people to feel welcome at the West End Cultural Center and here in Winnipeg.
Shoots of green, picking up above the winter's casualties.
What do you read, my lord?
Words. Words. Words.
Good morning. I'm Susan Hubert, and this is Bookworm on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, the show where I talk mainly about books that I have reviewed, I interview authors, and sometimes just talk about the books. But either way, this is a chance for you to find out more about what's available in the book world.
Good morning and welcome to the show for Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. It's another warm day out there, so I hope everyone is enjoying it so far. And today I have two books to talk about as usual, but I'll start with the news and events and things like that. So according to the CBC in national news, the Brunswick Creek wildfire in the Fraser Valley of BC grew over the weekend to reach 1,200 hectares, forcing evacuations from areas near Boston Bar. The fire covered approximately 100 hectares on Saturday, but grew to 1,200 hectares by Monday. Officials detected the fire on July 2nd and believe that the fire started through human activity. Officials have issued evacuation orders for the area of Boston Bar and the community of North Bend. And then in international news, according to Al Jazeera, according to the BBC, at least 15 people in Kyiv were killed in Russia's latest attack on the region, while another 8 people were killed in a nearby area on Monday, yesterday. Ukrainian officials are blaming a lack of interceptor missiles to help deflect the attack, which included 68 missiles and 351 strike drones. A similar attack on Thursday killed 30 people. So that's the news for today. And then in weather, according to the weather from the Winnipeg Richardson International Airport, for Tuesday, July 7th, it's currently 19 degrees and mostly cloudy. And the forecast for today is 24 degrees and mostly cloudy. Then overnight, 13 degrees and mostly cloudy, mainly cloudy. And then for Wednesday, July 8th, 27 degrees and clearing. Overnight, 15 degrees and clear. For Thursday, July 9th, 27 degrees and sunny. Then overnight, 17 degrees with a 60% chance of showers. For Friday, July 10th, 29 degrees and sunny. Then overnight, 19 degrees and clear. For Saturday, July 11th, 31 degrees with a 60% chance of showers. Then overnight, 20 degrees and clear. And for Sunday, July 12th, 32 degrees, another really hot day and sunny. And then overnight, 19 degrees and clear. So that's the weather from the Winnipeg Richardson International Airport. And so that's coming up for the next few days, if they're right. And then in terms of events, this is from the Tourism Winnipeg website, and the Winnipeg Fringe Theatre Festival is coming up from July 15th to the 26th, and that's in various places around the Exchange District and some beyond there. And there will be events in Old Market Square, various singers and acrobats and people like that. And then for events at the Assiniboine Park, the 2026 Entertainment Series is coming up with jazz at the Leo Mall Gardens, movies in the park, and various performances at the Lyric Theater. And there's also Wellness Wednesdays. So if you'd like to plan your visits to Assiniboine Park for some of these events, visit the website there. And then at the Manitoba Museum, there are new summer adventures every day. It sounds like there are lots of activities for kids. So, and people, even older people, older than kids, can enjoy what's happening in the museum this summer as well. So be sure to check that out. So that's the Manitoba Museum. And then coming up a little bit later is Folklorama 55. 55 years since it started, so that's in various places around the city. Quite a few downtown and at the convention center, but also in other places, North Kildonan, or at least East Kildonan, and other places like that. So be sure to check that out. So that's Folklorama 55. So those are a few of the events happening in the coming days. Be sure to check them out. And if you have any events that you'd like to have added to our events guide, drop by CQW, which is temporarily in 1C22, first floor of Centennial Hall, number 22, or call 204-786-9782, or email cqw@uwinnipeg.ca. So then those are some of the news and events, and now maybe I'll play a little bit of music. So this is Water Music by Handel, George Friedrich Handel. I hope you'll enjoy that.
Thank you.
So welcome back. That was George Friedrich Handel, Water Music, and that was part of Suite Number 2 in D Major. And so welcome back after a little bit of a musical break. And now maybe I'll talk about two books that I reviewed a while ago. The first one is The Phone Booth at the Edge of the World by Laura Imai Messina. That's the middle name is I-M-A-I, and the last name is M-E-S-S-I-N-A. And the book is published by the Overlook Press, and it's 400 pages. And here's my review of it. In a time of loss, people often long for just one more conversation with a friend or relative who has died, perhaps to clear up unresolved issues, or just to have a chance to work through their own grief and to move on with their lives. In The Phone Booth at the Edge of the World, Laura Imai Messina explores how people respond to tragedy in a fascinating story that many readers would enjoy and be able to appreciate. Using fictional characters as the basis of her novel, Messina has written the true story of Japan's wind phone, as it's called, that a resident of Atsushi, Japan, had set up to express his grief over the death of a cousin. His idea was that the words he spoke into the non-functioning phone would be carried away by the wind. After the tsunami of 2011, the wind phone became a popular destination for people across Japan to express their grief over the losses they had experienced. The story follows two people who met during their trips to the wind phone. Yui, the host of a radio show, lost her mother and her daughter in the tsunami, while Takeshi is mourning the loss of his wife while worrying about his young daughter, who has not spoken since her mother's death. The two meet and develop a friendship that turns into a romance as they consider the nature of their grief and the importance of the wind phone in their recovery. Overall, this book is more about the inner lives and thoughts of its characters rather than about their actions. However, a few intense scenes help readers to get a sense of danger and trauma, such as when Yui desperately works to save the wind phone from being destroyed in a storm. The nature of grief, how dreams and reality interrelate, and the connection between birth and death are some of the concepts that the characters contemplate, with the wind phone as the connecting link among all of them. Many of the characters begin with a brief, or many of the chapters begin with a brief snippet of information or musing from an address, including things from an address to a bookstore that Yui passed, to the definition of family, from a Japanese dictionary to extracts from the words that people spoke into the windfall. Although it is difficult to understand the point of some of these additions, others help to focus the reader's attention on the themes of the story. The glossary and discussion questions at the end of the book are also helpful. The Phone Booth at the Edge of the World gives readers a chance to consider the nature of loss and recovery while taking an imaginative look at people's reactions to disaster. For anyone interested in these themes in the context of Japanese culture and history, or even for anyone looking for an interesting story that helps to bring historical events to life, this book is worth reading. And it's also, it's also a good way of considering how emotions connect with people's actions. And so a little bit of a biography. Laura Imai Messina is a best-selling Italian novelist who grew up in Rome before earning a PhD in comparative studies from Tokyo University. She and her husband live with their two children in Japan, the country that has become the setting for some of her books. The Phone Booth at the Edge of the World is her first English language novel. So that's The Phone Booth at the End of the World, at the Edge of the World, by Laura Imai Messina, and that's published by Overlook Press, and it's 400 pages. And for the second book, I believe I've talked about this one before, but not in a while, and this is called A Diminished Roar, Winnipeg in the 1920s, by Jim Blanchard. and that's published by University of Manitoba Press, and it's 294 pages. And I think I thought of this one partly because earlier in June, I went to a book launch by a friend of mine, Gail Perry, who published a book on a certain architect named John G. Acheson, who designed many, many buildings in Winnipeg and elsewhere. So this is A Diminished War, Winnipeg in the 1920s by Jim Blanchard, University of Manitoba Press, 294 pages. Crucial moments in a city's history tend to overshadow events that might be just as important in their own way. In A Diminished War, Winnipeg in the 1920s, historian Jim Blanchard traces the decade following the Winnipeg General Strike, from the completion of the legislature to the construction of the Memorial Boulevard, highlighting the people and places that helped to make the city what it is now. I don't think he mentions John D. Acheson, but he could have. So Jim Blanchard was a retired librarian and past president of the Manitoba Historical Society, and he wrote two other volumes on the history of Winnipeg, as well as a collection of writings on Manitoba's boom years. This latest volume is a useful and engaging account of the years following Winnipeg's most famous event. Jim Blanchard died in 2022. So the time following the Winnipeg General Strike was far from idyllic in much of Canada. While some parts of the world enjoyed life with wild abandon in the Roaring Twenties, Winnipeg and much of Canada experienced a miniature depression as the economic boom of earlier years receded, hence the name Diminished War. Since still, a number of significant events occurred in the 1920s, including the opening of the legislative building on Broadway Avenue. At the same time, the city also produced millionaires, some of whom used their good fortune to help build the city where they lived. A Diminished War looks at the history of Winnipeg in the 1920s through some of the people who lived there, including Judge Hugh Robson. His report on the Winnipeg General Strike detailed the plight of working people whose wages failed to keep up with the cost of living, something we can understand these days, as well as the struggles of returning soldiers who frequently found themselves jobless while rich business people reaped enormous profits. Meanwhile, institutions like the Union Bank and the Board of Trade worked to regulate industry and provide some measure for economic stability in Winnipeg as farmers and business owners tried to survive and even thrive in difficult times. Yet some people did very well for themselves, as evidenced by the stories of 21 millionaires and how their fortunes affected or didn't affect the future of Winnipeg. The book is about many of the events and places that shaped Winnipeg in the 1920s, but it is much more about the people, from the wealthy and socially prominent to the people who were left behind in the boom times. The latter group includes people from parts of the North End and also Roostertown, where many of the Métis lived until they were pushed out of their homes to facilitate further development of the city, and that's around the area of the Grant Park Mall. Winter fairs, amusement parks, and theaters helped to entertain people, while new construction brought such landmarks as the Bay on Portage Avenue and All Saints Church on Broadway. The book ends with the construction of Memorial Boulevard and the Cenotaph as one of the city's last major projects before facing the Great Depression. As the author concludes, quote, "There could be no doubt that Winnipeg had a future and that the people of the city would once again rise to the challenge." End quote. A Diminished War is a very readable book, written more like a family story than an academic text, and it contains ample material for researchers, including maps, tables, many photographs, and more. So if anyone is interested in the history of Winnipeg, this is a very good book to read. And so that's A Diminished War, Winnipeg in the 1920s by Jim Blanchard. And that's published by University of Manitoba Press, and it's 294 pages. So if anyone is worried about long books, they won't have to worry about this one. So the two books are this one, A Diminished Roar, and then The Phone Booth at the End of the World, At the Edge of the World. And they both deal with how people deal with history and with events that happen to them and happen in their communities. And so some of these events were very much part of their lives, and I guess the tsunami in Japan is very distant for people in Winnipeg, but it can remind people of the problems in their own lives and people that they've known who've died, or traumatic events. If a house burns down or anything like that, it can be very traumatic. So these are good books for dealing with trauma or finding out why Winnipeg is the way it is. And so be sure to check these two books out, and I'm sure they're in the library, so then, or you can also buy them if you prefer that. But we're coming to the end of the show in a few minutes, but I'll also mention that also for the summer events that I mentioned earlier, you can always look for events that have something to do with Winnipeg or its history. There might not be a lot, but there are certain events that can help people understand their city a little bit better. It's easy to just live in a city without really thinking about it, but it's important to be aware of what's going on in the city and around the world. So if you can find ways to also help people express what they're feeling, since that person in Japan sat with the wind phone for others to use, not just for himself. So, and coming up next is Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman, which I'm sure will have a lot of important issues to discuss, but they can seem kind of far away as well. But it's important to realize that even things that happen half a world away can affect things here, and we're all humans and all have a connection, even if it's very remote. So then it's good to listen and find out what's happening in the world, and I think also to understand more about ourselves as well, because we don't know how we would react in crises. And I guess with the Winnipeg of the 1920s, that wasn't really a crisis, but it was a downturn. So then, and I know that my grandparents came in the mid-1920s, so then they weren't quite in Winnipeg or quite in Canada yet, but they came just a short time before the Depression began. And things like that can happen today as well. So those are very interesting books to look at, and be sure to check them out. And so we're almost at the end of the program for today, but thanks for listening and have a great week. Oh, and as I mentioned, I'll probably be alternating between this show and another show coming up. So if I'm not on next week, it'll probably be the other show, but I'll be back soon, and have a great week and enjoy your day. Thanks. Bye.
What do you read, my lord?
Words. Words.
Words.
This is the end of Bookworm on CQW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg for today, and I hope that you have been inspired to pick up a new book to read. Be sure to tune in next week for more discussions about books, and thanks for listening.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Diversity Food Services. Diversity is a social enterprise committed to a just and fair food economy in Winnipeg. Elements Restaurant at 501 Portage Avenue is a proud part of Diversity Food Services family, a full-service, licensed sit-down restaurant with easy access right off of Portage Avenue.
From the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM Campus Community Radio.
Amateur Hour, where bad is good and worse is even better. Your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful. Tune in every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. here on CKUW 95.9 FM.